أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فاختلف فيه ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لقضي بينهم وإنهم لفي شك منه مريب. وإن كلا لما ليوفين ربك أعمالهم إنه بما يعملون خبير. فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير. ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. واصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم.
आपका मर्तबा इस जहां में जैसे खुर्शीद हो आसमान में आपका मर्तबा इस जहां में जैसे खुर्शीद हो आसमां में. दोस्तों ये है शहरे मदीना जिससे इस्लाम फैला जहां में आपका मर्तबा इस जहां में जैसे खुर्शीद हो आसमां में. गर न सल्ले आना हो जुबां पर क्या असर होगा हो फुहां में. गर न सल्ले आला हो जुबां पर क्या असर होगा हो फुहां में. आपका मर्तबा इस जहां में जैसे खुर्शीद हो आसमां में. वरफाना का इनाम ये है आपका जिक्र है दो जहां में. वरफाना का इनाम ये है आपका जिक्र है दो जहां में. शर्त तौहीद कामिल यही है इश्क हो आपका कल्ब जामे आपका मर्तबा इस जहां में जैसे खुर्शीद हो आसमां में. कोई समझेगा क्या गैर मुमकिन آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستان میں وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستان میں سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستان میں وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستان میں نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامع جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامع یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کچھ نہیں دم ہے اخضر زبان میں کچھ نہیں دم ہے اخضر زبان میں دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا ہو فہاں میں آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ورفعنا لك ذكرك وقال تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال تعالى إنا أعطيناك الكوثر صدق الله المولانا العظيم before starting our talk proper, this beautiful Ash'ar Na'at Sharif of our Shaykh with regard to Hazrat Nabiyyah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aapka zikr hai do jahan mein, that your remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is kept in both the worlds. In this whole world also, everywhere, every moment is the remembrance of Nabiyyah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, that the due to geographical time differences in the world, we have made Maghrib now, somewhere they have made Isha, somewhere they have made Fajr, somewhere they have made Zuhar, all different namazes. And for every namaz, Adhan was given before the namaz. And in that Adhan, where there was Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, there was Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So throughout the world, at this very moment, thousands, millions of Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah is ringing in the world. And then how many people are replying to the Adhan? From here, we should also make sure that we reply to Adhan. There is also a very great weakness that has come into us, that we disrespect the Adhan and ignore the Adhan generally. This is a very, very bad sign for us. When Adhan is going, the minimum, respect the Adhan. Stop our whatever work we are doing. In fact, Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, at one time she felt thirsty. She was a very pious woman and did lot of great work. She was feeling thirsty and her maid who was attending on her, she asked her for water. And she was about to drink the water and Adhan started. She postponed the drinking of the water. Till after Adhan, she replied to Adhan. And on that, Allah gave her her najat and salvation on the Akhirah. But today, generally, Adhan, and not only that we know, we are talking loudly with one another. And sometimes we are in the masjid, and we are talking loudly, and Adhan is also carrying on. This is not a good sign at all. And the actual response of Adhan, of course, is that a person then goes for namaz as well. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zikr is throughout the whole world, all the time. In this world also, and in the other world, the malaika are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The durood of the malaika of the angels means their praises. And they are continuously in the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's remembrance is ringing in the whole world. And on the other side of the coin, let me think of my attitude. How much do I remember my Rasul? Adhan jawab I don't give. I don't read Durood Sharif. Today Juma, the one of the special ibadats of Juma, and one of the special ibadats of Madinatul Munawwara is Durood Sharif. Each one ask ourselves, today how many Duroods did I read? Durood is such an important. So how much the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zikr, Allah has made it. It's ringing in the world. In the airwaves, continuously it is there. It is throughout the world. But how much do I remember my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is my relationship to my Nabi? Like that I claim to be a Ashiq Rasul also. I claim myself to be a Muttabi, a Sunnat. I follow Sunnat also. But how much is this in my life, how much durood do I read? Aapka martaba is jahan mein, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your position in this world, and see those people who have recognized Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is also one great ibadah, and we must make niyat for this, and effort also in this direction, to gain the marifat, the recognition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where we have to gain the marifat of Allah Ta'ala also, and know who Allah Ta'ala is. According to that will be the value of our ibadah. How much a person will know Allah Ta'ala, his namaz, his Allahu Akbar, everything of his sajda, his ruku, according to the level of his recognition of Allah Ta'ala. Like a person who goes for a job, he gets the job, somebody else has interviewed him, the boss has told somebody, interview this man, you got your job, but you don't know who the boss actually is. You think him an ordinary person. You'll bypass him, you won't even greet him. He'll tell you to do something, you tell him, no, I'm busy with something else. But when you come to know, he's the boss. My actual salary, he's paying my salary. And my staying in my job is dependent on him. If he's happy with me,
my job is intact. And if he's upset,
now your whole attitude will change.
Now that you know who your boss is, so if we come to know who Allah Ta'ala is,
our whole ibadat will change. Our whole attitude will change if we come to know who Allah Ta'ala is. And at the same time, if we come to know who Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is,
our attitude to our Rasul,
when even just in our namaz, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, that whole, it won't be just reciting the words in unmindfulness, but we'll read it with great feeling and meaning. And yeah, what are two aspects when we read in our namaz, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. One aspect is that, O Nabi, salam on you. Through you I got this namaz. And as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Namaz has been regarded as the mi'raj of a namaz, as the mi'raj of a believer. It's not a hadith, but the meaning of it is 100% correct. And that you got this mi'raj was through Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other aspect of that, as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. If you make your namaz, then as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mi'raj, and he said, attahiyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, all types of praise, oh Allah, is only for you. Whether it is verbal praise, whether it is physical praise, by actions, whether it is monetary praise, by giving your zakat, jihad, whatever form of praise, is only for you. And he had reached the reality, not only the words of it, but the total reality. Allah became so happy that Allah said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. My salams to you, O my Nabi. And what a meeting it was between Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, if I go to the extent of one hair further, I will be reduced to ash. I will be burnt out. That is where our Nabi, nobody else reached that place. So that was, through our namaz, we won't become a Nabi of Allah. We won't reach that place. But how much we make our salat valuable, so much we will have value in the eyes of Allah. And when also another very important aspect, when we are sitting in the tashahud position, at the tahiyyat position, then one muraqabah that we should make, just like on the internet you are buying some things, and your basket, how much is in your basket? You have to look in your lap when we are reading at the tahiyyat. Then think, what has come in my basket? Is my basket still empty? Or my namaz, what quality is my namaz? Some people's namaz, it comes in the hadith, it is made in the form of a dirty rag and thrown back at that person. Somebody's namaz is accepted 100%. So at that time when we are reading the tashahud, at-tahiyyat also, and whenever we are sitting, they think, what has come into my basket? My shopping basket, what have I put in my basket? What have I bought so far? What have I earned so far? So those are two aspects of reading As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi in namaz. And when we read durood sharif, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad, then in there also think this, that through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sadqa, I got my namaz. Today that I've got the open, agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota. If it wasn't for Muhammad, there should have been nothing sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This namaz that I'm blessed. And when you make namaz in the haram of Makkah, when you make namaz in the haram of Medina, when you have the opportunity of near the Rauza and Mubarak, wherever, then think, Ya Allah, this only through the sadqa of Sarkar-e-Do-Jahan, the great master Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, today I've got this year. And so that is one aspect, the true Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sadqa. And we are saying Jazakallah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in this way, we should, when we reading our durood in namaz, keep this in mind, that it is through the favors of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that we are saying Jazakallah, that through your efforts today we can be making namaz, that we have been taught namaz, etc. And also especially when we are making this namaz in the haram of Medina, especially, and also the haram of Makkah, and you see the people of the world who are there, this namaz, Allahu Akbar, from Medina, where Allah has spread it in the whole world. Every type of person, old and young, man and woman, people who are modern, people who are conservative, people, small little children, all types of people, all are engaged in the namaz. And this is all the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, oh my Nabi, your position, jaise purshid ho asma mein, how the sun is in the sky. The stars cannot compare with the sun. When the sun comes out, the stars are still in the sky. It doesn't mean the sky, the stars have vanished somewhere. They are there. But the light of the sun is so bright that you don't see the stars anymore. The moon is still there. The moon doesn't go and sleep away somewhere. It is there. But you don't see it now because the light of the sun is so bright. The Nabi, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, compared to all the Anbiya, is like the sun. And the other Anbiya are like the stars compared to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How great is not the position. But again, on this other hand, my own relationship with my Nabi, did I recognize my Nabi? Is that for me? Now at this moment I'm speaking, we are hearing, but after that it's gone, out of our mind. Our Nabi is not in our mind, no durood on our tongue, no value of sunnahs in our lives, or anything else. It is just for this one true, and this also Allah shukr, through the barakat of our share, we have got this majlis here, and we are talking, otherwise this also shouldn't have been taking place. So we should be more and more engaged, reading kitabs on seerah, and our shaykh's ash'ar, which alhamdulillah, Maulana Rafiq Khaturani, quite a few has put into his anthology. Read it at home, with the family, even one couplet a day. One couplet won't take you 1 minute also. You just read it and bring the remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. And then when you are in Medina, then let it reflect on your mind. Dosto, ye hai shahre Medina. This is the city of Medina, where Allah has brought me. The city which is more valuable than Jannat at this moment. As the ulama have explained, that Jannat, Allahu Akbar, what a great place, we all know. There nothing can compare with Jannat. But at this moment, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not in Jannat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is in Medina Sharif. So the value of Medina is so much more greater. If you to understand that, you are some very great person, whoever it is in your mind, he's got a beautiful mansion, beautiful palace also. You enter and visit him, he's not there. Now you're not interested in the palace, you go away. The makin, the person who lives, is much more valuable than makan, than the house. So the value is of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in Medina. This gives value to Medina. Jannat sir aankho pe. We have our lives be sacrificed for Jannat. But at this moment, Jannat hasn't got Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in it. Our Medina. So this is the city of Medina. Allah has brought me here. Or just to even think of Medina. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written that just to think of a pious person is also, it brings nur into the heart immediately. It is a great ibadah just to think, and to think of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So wherever we are in the world, you just get the thought of Medina, make shukr to Allah. Entertain that thought, don't dismiss it. Don't close your door to that thought. You get the thought of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and think more of it. Read Durood Sharif. Take out a kitab and read about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Entertain the thought that Allah, this great guest of the thought. And when Allah takes you physically to Medina Sharif, on your way to Medina Sharif, you are physically in Medina Sharif, then what to say? That you are now, Allah has brought you. And on the other side of the coin again, think, who am I? Full of dirt, full of filth. Where am I fit? As our Shaykh says, one beautiful poem, kahan main aur kahan ye tawaf tere ghar ka, where me and the tawaf of your house, Allah, that I am, Allah, you have brought me right by Baytullah. I am amongst the people, you have put me in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and I am also one speck, one piece of dust and one piece of dirt together with that ummat. Kahan main, kahan ye tawaf tera ghar ka, main khwab dekh raha hu ya rab ya jaag raha hu. Am I dreaming, O Allah, or am I awake? Am I really, is it me? Pinch yourself, so to say. That am I awake? I'm here, I'm making tawaf, I'm reading salatu salam, I'm at a distance of 8-10 meters from my Nabi alayhi salam. Where Allah's Nabi? like the sun in the sky. Where the stars? The stars like the great, great Anbiya, like Musa alayhi salam, like Isa alayhi salam. But the sun, Nabi alayhi salam, and I'm right here. Where am I? I'm not fit for it. So in that way, realize what I am also, and where Allah has brought me, and make shukr for this great ni'mat. Then this sati at the same time also think, jisse Islam phaila jahan mein, from where Islam spread in the whole world. Of all the cities in the world, Allah chose Madinatul Munawwara for the noor of Islam to spread in the whole world. Islam didn't spread primarily from Makkah Sharif, it spread from Madina Sharif. Allah has chosen the city. So what a great city. Another great speciality of the city of Madina Sharif. We were going out of the Haram of Medina, and my Ustad Qari Abdullah Salim, who had come here for the Mu'tamar, the convention, he was my Ustad of Tajweed and Qiraat in Dioban, and now mashallah is running a very, very successful Darul Uloom in Chicago, America. He also came for the Mu'tamar, for the convention. He delivered a paper also, very, very effective it was. So we were going out and we met him there. And he told a very interesting point, which added to our knowledge very greatly also. And that teaches us, we are learning all the time. Never ever think that I know. You take yourself to be a student, that I have to learn, and you learn all the time. And if you take your attitude, I'm the know-all and I must tell everyone else, you are closing the doors of knowledge on yourself. But if you leave those doors open, you will be learning. So he explained one very interesting point. He said that he has got a nephew who is a Hafiz at Quran also, and by profession is an engineer. He's in Medina Sharif, and one quality of his, very, very hospitable. And he explained in great detail, whenever he comes to know, especially any ulama from India, Pakistan have come, he'll go out of his way to be of service to them, to try and make their khidmat, to try and see to their food, etc., to arrange food for them, etc., he'll go out of his way. Then he explained that the CV required to be to go and stay in Medina. Everyone has got the desire to go and live there. He said you don't have to be a great abid, a great worshipper. You don't have to be an alim also. You don't have to be even an ashike rasul. What is the real necessity there to become a citizen? To be called to, not to go to Medina, but to be called to Medina and to stay there is hospitality. Because whoever goes to Medina are the guests of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he went out of his way to host his guests. Even the people who were so bad people, one time one delegation came, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's common habit was be that he would ask the Sahaba, who will host my guest? And what an honor to host the guest of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. In the same way also we should understand that, for example, you have a khanqah, the sheikh is there. Whoever comes to the khanqah is the guest of the sheikh. But physically it's almost impossible that the sheikh can host everyone. So whoever Allah chooses for the hosting of those guests, they are acting on behalf of the sheikh. And they are doing the work of the sheikh, hosting the guest, going out of their way, etc. So in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one delegation came. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked, who will host them? Everyone took, I'll take so many. Sahaba said, I will take so many. They took them home. One person whose bad qualities were known to everyone. Everyone refused. You refused. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, he will be my guest. Allahu Akbar. And how many other instances, and this was common practice, whenever people came to Medina, then the Sahaba used to share them out, take them to their homes. So now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still the host. And everyone goes to Medina for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's case. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not there, who would go there? The value of the masjid is because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The value of the roza is because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the people are required to host the guest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what a honor it is. So a person who will be hospitable like that. And hospitality is a quality that was common, not only common, but which was predominant, which was very, which showed out very much in all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. This is a great quality. All the Sahaba were very, very hospitable.
And all the awliya, the quality of hospitality, is part of their nature. They can't do without hospitality. So we also should try and develop this quality. It's a very, very great quality. It's not long ago. Yeah, in our country, in South Africa, people, one of the niyats of coming to the masjid, if there will be somebody outsider, we'll take him home and feed him. But today is a complete different thing. We try and avoid any guests that come. And this is a very, so this year, and Maulana Qari Abdullah Saleem Ustad said, this is a particular quality of Medina Sharif, and no city in the world has got hospitality like Madinatul Munawwara. And people will give evidence to this, that not only on Monday and Thursday the dastarkhans which are laid out, but every day there are dastarkhans laid out. And how many people come, and the khajurs they give, they will give you in a panet, they will give you in that plastic glass also. And how many people, well before Maghrib, they finish one whole panet. They didn't keep roza. But those people don't refuse them. That you never keep roza, what you coming to sit here? They eating the whole that glass, that plastic glass of khajurs, all that they finish before in Maghrib time. But every day there. And not only that, how much more is put there? And with what relish? And the host, which is a rich Arab, he break the bread himself. He'll share, he'll give the khajur out himself. Allahu Akbar. No way in the world is there hospitality like that of Medina. Even in Makkah Sharif, there also the dastarkhan. But what you'll get in Medina, you won't get in Makkah Sharif. And the amount of the dastarkhans of Medina, you won't get in Makkah Sharif. So much so, one Ramadan when we were there, what our share, rahimahullah, we were still outside Masjid al-Nabawi. And these people who have their dastarkhans put, they've got special people just for this work to go and catch people outside and bring them to their dastarkhan. They catch your hand and they hold your hand till they put you on their dastarkhan. Then they take a promise from you. The rest of your stay in Medina Sharif, the rest of Ramzan, you'll only come to this dastarkhan. And everyone, they fight with one another to host. Where you'll get hospitality like this? There is only in Madinatul Munawwara. So there is a great quality, and we should develop this quality. Not only if we want to go to Medina, but there is a great quality of a, and this is also a fact which we have experienced also. The little bit Allah gave us tawfiq to travel, whether we went to the poorest people in the poorest country, but when they host you, it looks like they are so wealthy that there is no poverty in this country, that there are no poor people. This is a quality of the believers. Hospitality, and we should try and develop this. Today with our family members, hospitality is going out. Hey, hospitality for a Muslim is with not only a strange Muslim, any stranger, even a non-Muslim. Muslims have this quality of hospitality for everyone. So we should try and rekindle this fire of hospitality. It's a very great thing, and it's a special ibadat of Medina Sharif. Very fortunate will that person be. May Allah give me also tawfiq. One niyat we make when we go to the masjid, that we make this niyat. I'll see if any outsider or anyone, I'll invite him to meals. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was such that they should not eat if they didn't have a guest. For that Allah had to reveal an ayat. They took it like it is haram to eat if you don't have a guest. And today we try and avoid the guest as much as we can. So this is very important ibadat also, hospitality. So Medina Sharif had this great quality of hospitality. Karna salli alahu zubapa. If there isn't durood on the tongue, hey, and unfortunately for most of us, there is no durood on our tongue. We are priding ourselves with a lot of other ibadat, but what all your ibadat also, your tahajjud also, your crying in your dua also, with all that, if there isn't durood on your tongue, kya asar hoga, even your crying and pleading and sobbing in front of Allah hasn't got that value. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah ali used to say, when a person cries, with tears come out of his eye, it is like a receipt from Allah Ta'ala that your dua, your ibadat has been accepted. That is a receipt. And a greater receipt, every person can't cry. And even a person who does cry in duas, ibadat, etc., he can't cry all the time. But every person can read Durood Sharif. And Durood Sharif is, so to say, an audited receipt. A receipt from the auditor. Not only from the shop you got a receipt. The auditor gave you a receipt that your payment is proper. It is under, when the auditor's receipt comes, now what? So that is Durood Sharif. And Durood Sharif, every. But how much is of Durood is on our tongue? How much of Durood do we read? So Durood is a very important ibadah. The Durood is that ibadah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people that with all your ibadah, read Durood Sharif. Durood, your du'as. Your du'a is hanging between the heavens and the earth. Durood Sharif takes it to acceptance. So to say, your ibadah is stuck. Your du'a is stuck. Like we get stuck on the road, you call the AA, you phone a friend, come tow me. Durood Sharif, when you read Durood Sharif, is your tow truck. It will take all your stuck ibadah into the court of Allah, into the acceptance of Allah Ta'ala. Or like you have the aeroplane when it's going to fly. You have the tug, that small little thing that puts it onto the runway. Then from there, now it starts moving on its own, and soon it will fly. What? How much of weight, how much of passengers, how much of luggage and goods and cargo on that aeroplane. But who put it on to fly? That small tug. So Durood Sharif is that ibadah. That will put you on the way. A ship that comes into the docks, and to come into the docks, the tug brings it in. The pilot of the ship, he doesn't know the exact of all the docks in the world. That where there are rocks or what they are, how to go, there is a person, definitely the tug, he knows exactly, and he brings the ship in. And all the cargo that was on the ship, which is going to satisfy the needs of so many people, so many needs, but a small tug brings it. And the small tug takes it out again onto the sea, then the ship moves again. This is the work of Durood Sharif. Little bit Durood Sharif and all your ibadah, it comes onto place and it is put onto place. Durood Sharif is that great ibadah. So we should have lot of Durood on our tongue also. وَرَفَعْنَاكَ إِنْعَامْ يَهِ And this great reward which Allah gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we have raised your position very greatly. And what was the reward of it? The award of it? Aapka zikr hai do jahan mein. That you are remembered, and you are remembered continuously in both the worlds. Yeah, in this world, in adhan, how much doesn't a person remember Allah? How many people are reading durood? They are remembering Allah's Rasul. Durood they are remembering. In namaz we are reading Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. As-salamu alayka ya ayyuhan nabi. How much is that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being remembered? Throughout the world, the malaika remembering Allah. Allah declared himself, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah is sending continuously durood on nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that Allah has raised your position, how great Allah. But have I recognized the position of my nabi? Am I reading some durood? And also remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in need of our durood at all. When we are sending durood, we are benefiting. It's all for our benefit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Maulana Muhammad Ahmad sahab Pratap Gari said, Jab durood asma se aa gaya. When Allah has sent durood, what is the meaning of my durood? But what is it that I will get the reward of it? I will be counted like that old lady who also went and bid for Yusuf alayhi salam in the auction. A poor old lady. Somebody asked her, where are you going? I'm old. Yusuf alayhi salam is being auctioned today. I'm old. Where can you afford? She said, I know I can't afford. What am I going to bid? But my name will come in the list of the bidders. So our name, our durood, what is our durood? Our hearts are filthy, our tongues are filthy, our minds are filthy. But our name will come in the list that they are also the ones who send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shart-e-tawheed-e-kamil-yahi-hai. And also remember, there is a very, very important point Hazrat has mentioned here. In order to perfect and complete our iman, a condition for the perfection and completion of iman, that the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be in our hearts and souls.
ask ourselves how much of love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this one. That love of ours is so weak, it doesn't spur us on to even read one durood. If we had that love, we should read and read durood. What love and what affection. What feeling we should read durood sharif. When Allah said, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا in abundance. And what love and affection you should send your durood. How much of durood do we send? How much do we cherish the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much do we, our attire, how many of us just go for a holiday, no sunnat dress or appearance. Anywhere else, we are shy in front of people. And we try and hide. For our namazes, we are shy. Our identity as Muslims, we are shy. No. And to incline to the non-believers, that like Qari Abdullah read now, mashallah, in there, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Do not even have a light inclination to the non-believers and to their ways. But see our children's dressing, whether it is good people's home, the child of 2-3 years, you won't be able to make out from the dressing that is a Muslim child. The father is a alim, a hafiz, the mother is a alima, the family is a pious family, but a child of 2-3 years, no sign of Islam on that child. But, and the full sign of the non-believers. Already that small child is wearing Bermudas. He's wearing a t-shirt already. He's wearing all funny things written on his t-shirt already. Or from now, we are bringing the child up wrong like that. And then afterwards, we sit and cry our whole life. That where the child, where we went wrong. From the beginning. And the sad part, we can't see where we are going wrong. And going wrong, we are, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali laments and cries, when people start thinking poison to be medicine, and taking medicine to be poison, he says, فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Now our complaint is to Allah. When a person takes poison to be medicine, the ways of the non-believer, he feels that is the right thing to do. That is smart. I'm living it up now. Then how are we going to see light? How are we going to gain salvation? And this is so common amongst pious people. Forget the other people who we call pious people amongst our people, our circle. These things are common. Koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin. Hazrat says, who can ever think it is impossible? Aapka rutba dono jahan mein. What is your position, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In both the worlds. Nobody can ever even imagine it. We have got a limit to what we go, but after that, it is exhausted also. Allama Musayri rahmatullah alayhi says, for the vast majority of people, وَإِنَّهُ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He is Allah's Rasul. But who is he? Allahu Akbar. We cannot imagine. Which Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi said, that the sand touching the kafan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more valuable than Kaaba Sharif, is more valuable than the arsh of Allah. What is the position of Nabi alayhi wa sallam? Quran Sharif is ghair makhluk, is a sifat, a quality of Allah Ta'ala. Which is more superior, the Quran Sharif or the Rasul of Allah? It's almost impossible to make a decision. So Quran is so great, from there understand what is the great position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So nobody can ever know. But at the same time again, what is my relationship to my Nabi? What such a great personality. For some person of this dunya, some sports player, some singer, some film star, good Muslim people, we got praises for them. Some politician, we got praises and we are overtaken. But our Nabi, we are in Medina Sharif and we are worried of sports there, of the world sports. We are worried about Olympics. We are worried about politics of the world while we are in Medina Sharif. So what is my attitude to my Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam? Sab gumbat pe jiske nazar ho, a person in whose heart has come the green gumbat. In other words, his eyes are on the green gumbat. Like you tell somebody, you are in my eyes all the time. A person, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has overwhelmed him. And all the time, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has overtaken him. Wo bhala jaye kis gulistan mein. That person, which garden of the world will he go into? Where will he go? There is no other place in the world for him like Medina Sharif. And the truth is that Medinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, there is no other place in the world like that. These are our marakis. They are our centers. And there is no place like that in the world. And the best time of your life that can be spent is spent in Medina Sharif and in Makkah Sharif. And there also the time in the Haram Sharif. And there also more closer to the Rauza-i Mubarak without causing inconvenience to yourself and to others. And more closer to the Kaaba Sharif, there is no greater place. And Allah in His kindness has given Muslims this great place. And what a magnet, what a magnet. And how much construction is carrying on, how much work is carrying on, and the amount of people, but the crowds are just not stopping. The crowds are just increasing. What is it that is pulling the people of the world, from the cross-section of the world, man and woman, white and black, from the east of the world and the west of the world, busy, busy people, and people who are idle, everyone is being pulled and brought to Medina Sharif, to Makkah Sharif. What a place Allah has given. And for me to be one piece of dust and one piece of dirt amongst all of those, what a great honor Allah has given us. And what a sense that I'm also part of the Ummah. And you see the Ummah, the whole world is the Ummah. Whether it is people from Australia, whether it is people from Tajikistan, whether it is people from Iran, whether it is people from America, from Africa, Asia, or, and Allah made me also one small part of that. What a great thing. What a magnet Allah Ta'ala has put there. Naam kaisa hai piyara Muhammad. The name Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How beautiful, how enjoyable is not the name Muhammad. That alone, as it comes in the hadith, when you hear my name and you don't read durood, then that is the most stingiest person. So just the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulls durood from your heart. What a beautiful name Allah has given. Jiske satte mein hai, mein imaan hai, jaam hai. So in whose, because of whom, today we have got iman in us. It was all because of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. In sequence, first is la ilaha illallah. That is the most important. But in reality and in actual procedure, first is Muhammadur Rasulullah. Without believing in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will never know who is Allah. Who is what your own intelligence, no matter how much intelligence, because Allah is unseen. Allah is in the ghaib. What our five qualities of senses, touch, smell, seeing, hearing, all that, will never be able to perceive Allah Ta'ala. Allah, to know who Allah is properly, only through wahi, which Allah has revealed. And informed our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who then informed us. On this one very valuable point, for those who will take it to heart and practice, once I was sitting in the haram of Makkah Sharif, and the person next to me, an Arab, and he was reading his wazifas, which were very similar to what we read. But one great addition he was reading the ayats of Allah's qudrat and Allah's ni'mats and favors. Like, for example, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. All those ayats at one ruku in 22 supara. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَانْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. The first page, in fact, they'll start from the bottom, the last ayat of the 19th supara, then the 20th supara, ayatul kursi, and remind yourself of Allah's greatness all the time. And see Allah's favors, see Allah's qudrat. This will enhance our iman also very greatly. And also, like this ayat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. All these ayats also, if a person makes it part of his wazifa, our relationship with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase. يَهِ فَيْزَانِ نُورِ نُورِ نَبُوَّةِ. This is the virtues, this is the barakat of the noor of nabuwah, جو هي Islam سَارِ جَهَامِ. That Islam is in the whole world. And not only on theory, not on a video or TV you are seeing it, but in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, you are seeing it with your eyes. People of all nationalities, people, all types of people, you see, and you feel so happy. What is my Nabi's Ummah? how great Allah is and made my Nabi's Ummah, and from the whole world, yeah, from Medina. And Medina in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very small place. The Masjid al-Nabawi, that was the whole of Medina. From there Allah made. So what was it? Not that it was a big city with lot of infrastructure, etc., but the quality of Iman and Aman and relationship with Allah. Allah took Iman to the four corners of the world. And that is what we, the lesson of Medina Sharif, that those qualities we bring in ourselves also. Kya kaho raf'ate shani gumbat? What must I say of the great honor of the Gumbat Sharif, of the beautiful dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubah mein. My tongue, I've got no words to express. Language and dictionaries have also failed me. Nothing, I haven't got enough words. I haven't got a way to express what is the position of the Gumbat and of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if a person thinks a little bit further, which is part of our salatu salam which we present, at the same time, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is also there. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is where Allah has taken, in front of which great, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and undoubtedly Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhum are alive in that qabr. And they are hearing our salam when we read. In fact, our part of our salam, we speaking directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are speaking directly to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Also, don't only read, learn the words. That person will go for Umrah, perhaps once a year or so. So the whole year you got to learn those words, learn the meaning also. And bring reality into that. Don't just take an empty capsule, but a full capsule. And how much effect we develop, how much we'll make our Islam, how much we'll develop the love and connection with Allah and His Rasul, so much our Umrahs will become valuable. So much our ziyarats will become valuable. But if we are engaged in our dunya's things all the time, then how will we get the enjoyment when we go there? Then unfortunately, as we see, for many people, it is just a tour. Today, it's just like a tour, taking photos all the time, picnicking all the time, in the haram also, the whole family gets together, they are sitting and picnicking, taking photos all the time, videoing all the time. The value is not there. So much so that how many people, they are right at the front of Masjid al-Nabawi, but they are asking, where is the Roza-i Mubarak? They haven't prepared, they don't know which is Roza-i Mubarak, which is the mimbar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. So if a person prepares, then see what is the difference. May Allah give us tawfiq. I just want to explain a few aspects of how, what I feel and what Allah has put in my heart to make our stay of Medina Sharif and Makkah Sharif valuable. One friend of ours who comes to the Khanqah regularly, he was also there. He met me one day outside Masjid al-Nabawi, and immediately after we made salam, he asked, where are the programs? When are the programs? So that is what we all expect, programs. So Allah put on my tongue, I say only one program, Masjid al-Nabawi. And in Masjid al-Nabawi also only one program, Durood Sharif. I said that, yeah, and this is what we learn if we keep proper contact with our mashayikh, and how to pass our time when we go to our mashayikh. That is our greatest sheikh is Hazrat Nabi Kareem. And when you go there, so to say, you are in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to be present in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what a great thing. So that is what is really required. Our sheikh explained, when you go to your sheikh, then your ma'amulat, your wazifas, make them multawi, postpone them. Hazrat said, main ye nahi kehta hu ke tark karo, that give them up, that is bi'adabi. Because reading of Quran Sharif, all your other wazifas, your du'as are so important, to say to give them up, that is disrespectful. Postpone them, read them afterwards. By your sheikh, our sheikh's words, Hazrat said that some murids come to the sheikh, and while the sheikh is giving bayan also, they reading their wazifas all the time. They got their tasbih all the time. So Hazrat said, they are trying to show that if you are Rumi, I'm not less than Ghazali. That I'm also somebody, don't think I'm not. But in front of your Shaykh, make yourself a nothing. That I've just come to be in your company. So that is one important aspect. So when we go to Medina, don't worry, Medina Sharif, don't worry of your program. I'm a big Shaykh, I got so many murids. I came with so many hundreds of murids here. Just be down to earth. I'm one humble slave by my Nabi. The more you will show that humbleness by your Shaykh, in fact our Shaykh taught us also that this is one view, it's not necessary that it applies to everyone, that even when you go to your Shaykh, don't give him the salams of other people. Because you must try and get your Shaykh's full attention on you. Now when you give it for somebody else, then his attention will go to somebody else. Sorry, our Shaykh didn't say this, some ulama have this view. But there are certain people that if you give the Shaykh their salam, the Shaykh shows more affection to you. That you have brought so and so salams, who is so dear to me. So in other words, get the full attention of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that there, all our ma'amulats, etc., wazai, try and bring them to the bare minimum. What is? And spend your time in durood. How many times I even mentioned to our Shaykh, it comes in Mahada, I want to start reading some other, our surahs, etc. And it comes, you just read durood Sharif. You don't do anything else. You only read durood here. So durood, and what, why not? For example, going to your Shaykh. Last night, one of our friends gave me a letter which he wrote. I read it then this morning. And mashallah, all the proper adab at the beginning, all that he said, all that, how thankful I am that you have taught us. We didn't know the object of life. We didn't know our destination to punch in our GPS. We didn't know what we are for on this world. You taught us. And thank Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The first aspect of Durood Sharif is so to say Jazakallah. That if it wasn't for you, Lawlaka lama khalaqtul khalq. Had it not been for you, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I should have not created the creation. Agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota. If it wasn't for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, there should be nothing in this world. So great is the rutbah and the position of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So realize the value. The second is to make dua for our Nabi. In fact, in Medina Sharif, one very great Shaykh who is very close to us, and from whom we have benefited very greatly. You know, we were sitting and we were discussing this, and then he was surprised that you have to make dua for your Nabi. So I said, we are taught to make dua for your Shaykh also. So he said, how? What dua do you? Normally, the Shaykh, well, he's pious. He's a great buzurg. He'll make dua for you. Me, a murid, what am I? I'm a nothing. I'm a writer. I am nothing. How can I make dua for my Shaykh? How can I make dua for my Nabi? So I told him, the dua in the hadith, Allahumma aati Muhammadan al-wasila. We are taught this dua, that make dua, oh Allah, give my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wasila. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, make dua for me, Allah gives me maqami mahmud. It's guaranteed from Allah, there is no doubt. But by us making, we will get. And a person who makes the dua after adhan, and that dua we have to read at Rozai Mubarak also. That wajabat lahu shafa'ati. That my intercession becomes wajib. So it's not that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, is in need of our dua. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to make, no, by our dua, we going to benefit. Our position will be raised by Allah ta'ala. Then he asked me, that Shaykh, how do you make dua for your Shaykh? I said, our Shaykh taught us. That, Ya Allah, mere Shaykh ke darje kubara, increase the position and the status of my Shaykh. No matter how great he is, but oh Allah, you, mere Shaykh ko sartaj awliya zamana bana dijiye. Make my Shaykh the king of all the awliya of his time. And Allah gave me tawfiq. When I went to my Shaykh, I told him that Allah mere Shaykh ke darje ko barha dijiye. Allah mere Shaykh ko awliya azmina bana dijiye. Sartaj awliya azmina bana dijiye. And our Shaykh's one particular habit, when he would listen any Arabic ibarat also, the words, any words, he would think, is the meaning correct or not? Are the Arabs, the Zabar Zairs correct or not? So Hazrat gave it a little thought, then he said, MashaAllah, Mubarak. That what was this? Allah gave me tawfiq, I changed the dua a little bit, that oh Allah, make my Shaykh the king of the awliya, not of his time, of all times. So you make your dua for your shaykh like this, mashallah. So by that, your darja. And the more you will make dua for your shaykh, the more you are telling him, Jazakallah.
Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a human.
And human has got human qualities. And they feel happy. And when they are happy, the doors of their hearts open. And that tawajjuh and that love for you flows directly. You showed your love. You opened the doors of your shaykh's heart. And his love flows to you. You're going to fly towards Allah. There is nothing that is going to stop you from reaching Allah Ta'ala. But these are the adab. And so when you learn it from your mashayikh, go to the khanqa. If Allah blesses you with a shaykh who will teach you all this, and then you have it in your life, and then you, by your shaykh, you will benefit. And when you will go to the greatest shaykh, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you pass your time like that in the khanqa there of Masjid al-Nabawi, how much won't you? Then the third thing which is included in our durood sharif is the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah is praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many ayahs? When the Sahaba used to praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the ulama of the ummah, all, every time, every era, they've written so great kitabs, so great poems in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullahi alayhi, Qasim ul-Ulum wal-Khairat, one beautiful poem, couplet of his, Sari jahan ke kamalat ek tujh mein. The whole world's beauties and perfection are all gathered into in you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tere kamalat kisi mein nahi magar do cha. But your beauties and your perfections are in nobody whatsoever, but just a little sprinkle. Here and there somebody has got some, oh, what a great alim, what a great buzur. That was just one little, like you got your whole bottle of salt and just one grain of that salt. Somebody got it. Oh, all his murid. Oh, what a great shaykh, what a great buzur. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not that one little shaykh of the salt. It's all the salt in the world. Yeah, what are the qualities of Nabi alayhi wa sallam? So the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then fourthly, the expression of your love for Nabi. Durood Sharif contains my expression for my love. So by your shaykh also you express your love to him. This is a person who will benefit from his shaykh. This is a person when you sit and read durood, and wherever you get close place, by the lake side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the right side in Jannatul, Rawdatul Jannah, wherever, even anywhere, far away, wherever you are, and you are sitting in a place and you're just looking at the Gumbad Sharif, and you are reading your durood, and your heart is saturated with this, you will see yourself actually, you are flying towards Allah Ta'ala. So this, in this way, how enjoyable won't be the stay of Madinatul Munawwara. Makkatul Mukarrama, that is again the house of Allah. Yeah, you are the Allah Ta'ala. Then don't forget to complete your zikr there. With the zikr used to, if person was regular with his zikr, and he developed a quality, and now right in front of the Kaaba Sharif, you are making your zikr. And you are making your du'as, your regular wazifas you are reading, and everything in the praises of Allah. Five particular tasbihs which Allah put in my heart and which will hopefully will be beneficial for other brothers also. One is the third kalima. Allah loves the third kalima. To read the third kalima and read it at 100 times each, this five. And then when you got more time, read another again 100 times each, 500 times. It does take some time, but that is why we have gone there. We haven't gone there for shopping. We haven't gone there to sleep. We haven't gone there to picnic and to dine and with the family all the time sitting, and or we haven't gone to do shopping there. This is why we have gone there. So one tasbih of third kalima. One tasbih of the fourth kalima. Allah loves these. And during the first 10 days of Zul Hijjah, these are those tasbihat which Allah loves. Then one special tasbih also, which comes in the Hadith Sharif also. And the rewards are so tremendous. And what does it mean? The rewards are so tremendous that Allah became so happy, so Allah is paying so much. That the rewards are, that the pay which Allah, we say so much sawab for this. It actually means Allah is so happy and Allah is paying so much for it. And Allah Ta'ala, ni'mal qadirin. And there is nobody who can make shukr there like how Allah. So those words are, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله واحدا أحدا صمدا لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. These words, the rewards are very, very great for a person who reads this. In other words, Allah becomes extremely happy. And to read it there, while in Tawaf, for example, or even in Safa, Marwa, and you feel your presence, you are by Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. How valuable won't your Tawaf become, your Umrah, your presence in the Haram Sharif, it will become so valuable. And then what Allah loves very greatly is Tawbah and Istighfar. Read one tasbih of Tawbah Istighfar. Astaghfirullah al-Azim al-Ladhi la ilaha illa hu al-Hayyul Qayyum wa atubu ilayk. Allah loves that, a person who makes his ibadah and at the end says, I couldn't fulfill the right. I couldn't do my job properly. Please forgive me for that. Allah loves that very much. And without Durood Sharif, gar salli ala naho zubapar, to kya achar hoga aho fuhami. Durood Sharif, one tasbih of Durood Sharif also. So this, if a person will do, spend his time, of course our namazes with jamaat, all the other, the basic things, and then with all this, and then no problem, take your rest also, eat also, you go to your room, you rest also, your necessities, you go by also if you have got some necessity, but basically you spend your time like that, you yourself will feel, and you will be constrained to say, no place in the world like Makkah and Medina. And no time of my life I spent more better. The best time of my life was the time I spent in Makkah Sharif and in Medina Sharif. Who can be, when you go to your share, how you enjoy to be. And every person needs to detox, spiritually also. And this is the greatest detoxing. When you go to your share in the Khanqah, it is also not to show your, not to go there to get khilafat. Not to go there to show I'm a big buzurg or somebody. It is to detox. And this method, a person will detox spiritually. And then when you detox, you feel you rejuvenated. You got new life in you. You feel so, like a new person again. You feel so nice. So this will happen by your sheikh also. And he or sheikh will teach you how to go and detox in Medina Sharif. And how to spend your time. And when you spend your time there, the greatest khanqah in the world is the khanqah of Medina Sharif. The greatest khanqah in the world is the khanqah of Makkah Sharif, where you are by your Nabi, where Allah is everywhere. But there you feel the closeness of Allah. You are by the house of Allah Ta'ala. When you are making your tawaf, you are starting your tawaf. Allahumma imanan bika wa tasdiqan bi kitabika wa wafaan bi ahdika wa ittibaan li sunnati nabiyika. What joy don't you get? Allahumma inna hadha al-bayt baytuk wal haram haramuk wal amnu amnuk wa hadha maqamul aahidi bika minna. You are so great. And this is the position of a person who's seeking refuge. I've done so much wrong to myself. Oh Allah, you cover me. You protect me. Allahu Akbar. And then you come to Mizab-e Rahmat. Oh Allah, this is the place of your Rahmat descending. Shower your Rahmat upon me also. Then you come to Rukne Yamani and then to Hajar-e Aswad. Allah, what a ibadah. What Allah hasn't given the Muslim? Where are we? فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Where are you turning your face and running to Hollywood? And running to Bollywood and running on their programs on the TV and on the internet? Where are you going to filth and dirt of woman? What purity and what life Allah has given you? What is sublime for every Muslim? This is open. You don't have to be a rich man. You don't have to be a big alim. You don't have to be a great abid. Allahu Akbar. Allah has taken people from the gutters and put them right up and then made them the cherry on the top of the awliya. Just your inclination to move towards this. This Allah Ta'ala has given us. For that, alhamdulillah, we're having our Islahi Jalsa, which is coming up in 2 weeks' time. Just 2 weeks' time from now. And this is for that purpose. Attach ourselves to all this. Come to the Islahi Jalsa. Listen to what is being said. Connect ourselves to a khanqah. Connect ourselves to our sheikh, where our heart inclined. Come to know what is tasawwuf. Don't have a wrong idea of tasawwuf. Maulana Khalid Sumru is here presently. He's from Pakistan. He's a great alim and he's a great politician also in Pakistan. So when our sheikh Rahmatullah Ali passed away, he wrote up all about Hazrat. When I saw it, immediately I told our friends in the Darnum, translate this. And when he came, I told him we had this done. And the reason for that, because many people, khanka is like what we call shakhsiyat parasti, what people call hero worship. Buzurg is so great, etc. That's not the important part. Or some people, for barakat they become. Some people, others became bad, I'm also become customary. Or some people, in order to get wazifas from the sheikh, or to get duas from the sheikh, etc. Or some people, to get a cure for jinnat and jadu effect, etc. For some people, to get married, my sheikh will make dua. For my business, my sheikh will make dua. That is not for islah. Maulana Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri was also there. He explained one ustad in Phulpur, where Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, was, and our sheikh was there. 35 years he was a ustad in the Darul Uloom. And the right-hand man, the mu'tamad, the fully trusted man of Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri. But at the end of 35 years, he said, I did not benefit from Maulana Abdul Ghani as Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad. And the reason, I took him to be the principal of the madrasa, I served him, I taught in the madrasa. But the main purpose of Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri was to teach you the love of Allah, the love of deen, to make your islah. I didn't go in that direction. Shadr Mahashah Abdul Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came, and he went in that direction. And he took everything from Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri. So what is the purpose of the sawna? Our islah, our connection with Allah, the love of deen, overpowering love of our deen, of akhirah. A person who tries and take that from the sheikh, and every person appreciate him for what he is. If a shoemaker comes to you, don't ask him about the building, or to that, what do you think about this building? Ask him about shoes. He'll be able to tell you about shoes. A cook comes, don't go and ask him about the garden. Ask him about food. Then you'll see how he opens up. And how he'll talk about food. How this must be prepared. How that must be prepared. So a sheikh is, don't worry about all other things. Worry about your islah. Love of Allah. That is a true sheikh. Will teach you the love of Allah. Will make your islah. And you go in that line. And that will come into you. Then you'll also really appreciate your sheikh. May Allah Ta'ala let us realize, try and come, bring as many friends as possible, spend our time properly, and then see, wallah, forget Hajj and Umrah, what is that? Ziyarat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our namazes, our tilawat, our zikr, see the enjoy. Your relationship with your wife, see how enjoyable it will become. Your food that you eat, the most simple food, Manan Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali and them, eating dal, roti, simple food, and what relish, how enjoyable. But we don't get that enjoyment in biryani also. We don't get that enjoyment in roast also. Why? When you think you stole a chocolate and eat it, you feel guilty all the time. You're feeling bad, I stole this chocolate, haram I'm eating, etc. And you bought a chocolate and you ate it. You enjoy it, but your beloved gave you a chocolate. It's the same chocolate. Hey, whatever chocolate it is. But now the taste is the world of difference. My beloved gave it to you. And with what relish you are eating and enjoying that. So our ibadat, our food, our sleep, our houses, when we realize Allah gave this to me. And Allah sent it specially for me. And my name was written on every drop of water that I drink. My name is written on every grain of food that I'm eating, and Allah sent it especially for me. With that reality, that your simple food will be much more delicious than all the biryani and all the roast and all the other food in the world. So this reality we must develop. See, our life of dunya will become Jannah. Jannah will come. In the qabr there will be Jannah. Qiyamah day, what VIP treatment you'll get in the qabr. Qiyamah day, what VIP treatment? What won't you get in Jannah? Allahu Akbar. All that is dependent on this. So make our islah, make our connection with Allah Ta'ala, and we have this wonderful occasion, just like we had the Mu'tamar, the convention. This was really our faraz, that our ulama, Manana Qasim Nanotri, ulama Diyoban, we should have gone to the Arab ulama, beg them, please listen to us, who our ulama. We didn't do it, we failed hopelessly and miserably. The Arab ulama came to us and telling us, tell us who ulama of Diyoban are. Who the ulama, who Maulana Qasim Nanotri. What an opportunity and what an eye-opener for so many people. For example, the top lecturer of Azhar, So Cairo, the top university in Egypt, Islamic University, he said that if I had known that this was a convention of ulama of Deoband, I should never have come. Because he says that our opinion that the ulama of Deoband are kafirs. And one of my students who wrote his thesis for his doctor, he proved that ulama of Deoband are kafirs, and I passed it and I gave him distinction on that. So if I had known, I should, but Allah shukr, I didn't know. Now that I've come, and now I come to realize who ulama is Deoband. And his whole life attitude has changed. The mufti of one of the states of Russia, he went to the Merkez on the Thursday night, on the way back in the bus, and this is how simple they were. They weren't big luxurious limousines for them. They were going up and down by bus, down to earth people. When then he said that he had blocked the work of Tabligh in his country. He's in charge of all religious affairs in his country because they had wrong ideas. He said, now that I've met with them and I understand them, immediately I go, I'll open all the doors for them. What great, and how many other things. So these are opportunities. When they knock at your door, don't close your door. Eh? How lot of benefit. We didn't know who the ulama or the Arab ulama, this mixing and getting together and coming to know what great, great benefits everyone has experienced. So like that, this Islahi Jalsa, it's coming, it's right at our door. Don't close our hearts to it. Don't close our doors. Come and bring as many friends as possible and let us take part and benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْخِلِيلَ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.